It's 97.9 The Box. Man had a morning show on the show with us this morning. Jason Roy. Jason Roy was on our show a couple of years ago. All I know, about 3 to 4 years ago, police officer, really bad car wreck. It was a chase going on. Not trying to sound morbid, but you almost died in that car crash. You were paralyzed.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I was here in 2011. The accident happened actually back in May of 2011. And me and my partner, we were chasing this guy. And lost control, flipped over, and broke my neck. And at that point in my life, it was very difficult for me. Going back to the accident, when I was in that ditch, I was very certain that I was going to die. And I was able to pull through that. But it was my faith that really got me through that. And I tell people today, people ask me, you know, what was the hardest part of your recovery? The hardest part of this whole thing was just basically surviving, just getting through that, you know, because when I was in that and trapped in that car, I couldn't breathe, and you know, I was suffocating and you know, choking on my own blood, and I just knew I was gonna die.
There was a point where they were thinking that you were not going to be able to walk again. You were paralyzed. Doctors walked in and say, hey Jason, this is the deal, and this is how it looks, and the outlook is not all that good.
I didn't realize how bad I was hurt. Probably it took about 3 weeks for me to kind of come around and to understand the significance of my injuries. But being told that, hey, you know, you may not walk again. And when you're told that you can't walk, is devastating in itself. Could you imagine being told that, going from a perfectly healthy person to losing everything and then saying, hey, you know, good luck to you, but you may not make it this time, and you may not walk again. And then when you're being told that you can't walk, you can't move, it's very frustrating. And for any typical person, when you're being told that, you have to be frustrated. You have to have some sense of defeat. But for me, I went through that and I overcame it. I went through the depression and the frustration, but it was something inside of me that said that this is not the end. I wouldn't let that stop me from getting back up again.
You've been inspired to write a book, Jason. Jason Roy has a book called From Zero to 100, Finding My Purpose Through My Pain. What gave you the insight? What said, you know what, I want to write a book and tell my story, because so many people go through so many different things.
For me, it was when I was at zero. Being paralyzed for me was my zero. And I knew that if I wrote something that everybody could relate to, doesn't have anything to do with being a police officer, being paralyzed. Everybody in your life at some point is going to have a zero, whether that's the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, cancer, divorce, depression, whatever sends you to that low point in your life is your zero. Mm-hmm. And when you're at zero, you have nothing. And for me, it took for me to lose that to really discover what I had inside of me.
Now, after you've been on the police force and you've gone through all this, which is an expensive endeavor, where has Jason been these last few years? Because, you know, I don't know if you still work for the police department or if that's something that you had to retire and you totally had to give up and start to acquire new dreams.
I did end up retiring from the police department in May of 2012. You know, I went through, you know, a lot of depression. Suicidal thoughts came into my mind at one point when I was at home. I've had a lot of very lonely and dark moments through this whole process. But it was in the process that my faith was renewed and I discovered what I really had inside of me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes for you to lose everything, literally and figuratively, to lose it, to really discover what you got. That's why you should embrace your struggles. That's what it's about, you know, embracing your struggles and embracing the adversity, because it's going to take you to another level. I never would imagine that I would have wrote a book or I would have started a foundation, but I had to go through that to get to where I am today. So it's been a journey, but I'm excited about where I am now.
What was the one thing that they said that made you say, oh, today's the day I'm done here?
No, this is exactly what was said. Jason, you've been through so much in your life. Don't you think God is trying to tell you something? She said, do you really want to go back to being a police officer? Look at what you've been through. You nearly died in a car accident when you're 15 years old. And now you get into a situation where you're paralyzed and nearly lose your life again. Don't you think God is trying to tell you something? And when he said that, I said, yep, you're right. This was it. And that's when I decided to retire.
Wow. So you've decided to change, become an author, and you have your own foundation. And what does the foundation do?
When I was in the hospital, a lot of kids would come see me and want to talk to me. And, you know, I was the police officer and everybody wanted to kind of to hear my story. But there were a lot of several kids that were being released from the hospital that didn't have the financial resources to continue with rehab. Because when you have a spinal cord injury, a brain injury, it's a very long process and it takes a long time to heal mentally, physically. So that's kind of why I started the Zero to 100 Foundation, to be able to give back to these kids and young adults with spinal cord injuries that run out of financial resources to continue a rehab.
If people want to be a part of that or get more information about it, where can they go to get the information for that?
They can go to www.zerotoahundred.com. That's Z-E-R-O, the number 2, the letter A, the word 100, H-U-N-D-R-E-D.com, 0200.com.
Jason Royce, who we're talking to, has a book called From Zero to 100, Finding My Purpose Through My Pain. Now, what's the story on the book? Can they get the book at the same place, or is there somewhere else, another website? Or
yes, you can go to the website and purchase the book from the website. You can also go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and purchase the book also.
Absolutely. Well, give them the website again so they can go there and get the book.
www.zerotoahundred.com. Spell it out, Z-E-R-O, the number 2, the letter A, the word 100.com.
All right. The book is called From Zero to 100, Finding My Purpose Through My Pain. Jason Roy on the Mad Morning Show on 97.9 The Box. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you guys for having me. Enjoyed it.